I took up here today at the meeting because I'm very disappointed. That means, you know, I'd put in a question to get a reply. I requested on numerous occasions for a meeting in relation to the craft village and the standards out there. Now I'm delighted to say that an emergency meeting has been called for next week to deal with the issues out here. We have 8 units out there. I mean, 6 of them are filled. There's 2 lying vacant there, and that they're talking about putting in a professional company to look at the viability of the craft village. We all know that the craft village is viable when you have 6 businesses out there and 2 more looking to move in. So I think it's an onus on Donegal County Council, because we own the property, it belongs to Donegal County Council, and I request basically how much money has been invested, what upgrades has been done there in the last number of years, because we don't need a professional service to come in and tell us what's wrong with this craft village. The people out there and employers out there know exactly what needs to be done, and I'm glad this meeting now as a matter of urgency to deal with this for once and for all and to move the craft village, because it's a huge asset to Donegal Town.
And not to scaremonger as such, but are you fearful that if this intervention isn't carried out, that we could see the closure of the craft village in time?
Well, that's, you know, the question I asked here today, because, you know, I have seen these reports done before and people come in doing studies, and you can do whatever studies you want to get the results you want. But unfortunately, the craft village is in Donegal Town for numerous years. I mean, it will be there into the future. It is viable when you have, as I say, 6 businesses out there. And that's why I asked this question. I mean, if the report doesn't look favourable on it, what would be the solution here? And that wasn't forthcoming. But I'm glad that we have this emergency meeting next week to deal with all these issues and put all our cares on the table for the betterment of all the people out there and the businesses out there, I mean, for the future, for them going forward.